better educated, but still less likely to get the interview. A new report has found that young people from multicultural backgrounds are facing barriers to landing a job, despite being more likely to undertake tertiary education. Multicultural organisations say the findings indicate that discrimination continues to be a problem in the Australian workforce. Rachel Carbonell reports.
The study is based on census data of 12 to 24-year-olds and is the first of its kind. For people like 21-year-old Ugandan-born Albert Mambo, it reflects the difficulty he has found finding work since he moved to Australia, despite his efforts studying English and gaining qualifications.
I used to apply for some job and they kept on rejecting my application, but then I changed my name on my resume. The resume is still the same, but I only changed the names. But with the name I changed, I got a call for an interview.
So you feel that it's potentially some kind of prejudice?
Yep. Sometimes you feel like, oh, they've looked into your name, so they know you're straight away from Africa or from Afghanistan or where, so they won't bother to look into your resumes or applications.
The new report analyses the educational and employment statistics for young people from culturally and linguistically diverse or cold backgrounds who were either born overseas or have a parent born overseas, and compares them to Australian-born youth from non-multicultural backgrounds. The director of the Australian Population and Migration Research Centre at the University of Adelaide, Professor Graham Hugo, led the research.
The findings were quite striking, I think, in both cases. With respect to education, there was significantly higher participation in education among called groups compared to the Australian-born, particularly when we got to the 18 to 24 older age group. So the tendency for this group to continue on into post-school education is significantly higher than it is among the Australian-born.
But the results were the other way around when it came to employment.
Among the Australian-born, 71.6% are in the workforce, whereas for the called ancestry group, it's 56%. So it's significantly lower, and that's partly because of higher educational participation, but it's also due to high levels of unemployment and inability to be able to get into the labour market.
For those from a refugee background, the workforce figures were even lower.
That group, only about one third are employed. So there are some real barriers which are preventing them from getting access to employment, which I think we have to look at closely.
What do you think those barriers are?
Well, they're obviously partly associated with language and culture. I don't think we can discount prejudice and discrimination, but all of these things, I think, need to be considered and we need to work on how they can be overcome.
The study was commissioned by the Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network, convener Carmel Guerra.
For us, it's been some alarm bells around work opportunities, possibly employers' attitude to employing this cohort. On the ground, some of our experiences are that many young people, particularly those who look visibly different and have names that are visibly different to the majority, are telling us anecdotally that they are experiencing racism.
Ms. Guerra says the report found that a quarter of young people in Australia are now from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
Really, we don't want to create a generation of highly motivated young people who then don't transition to work.
Carmel Guerra is the convener of the Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network. That report from Rachel Carbonell.